like I say, we appreciate the privilege to be here again tonight. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I just sang the song. We got so much to thank Him for, and we do.
Don't read with us tonight. We're going to sing. Read. We might sing too. I don't know. Had singing on my mind. I believe every song they sung tonight was songs that I growed up with. A lot of older songs, but yet they're still good songs, firm songs. I believe the newest of all of them was Beulah Land, believe it or not. Got another song about Beulah, said, "Is not this the land of Beulah?" The word Beulah, by the way, means married. You'll find it in the book of Isaiah, where it talks about the land and the name of the land. And so it's always interesting to me when I hear, I know Squire Parsons made a Beulah Land real popular. And I think Earl sang it about as good as anybody. But the songs that we've sung tonight, they've been old. Been old songs. This week is what they call Holy Week. The things that went on prior to the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Last Sunday was Palm Sunday, and then every day's event. Of course, they call it Good Friday. You do the math. I ain't going to get into all that, but you do the math, it don't work out. If he was crucified on Friday, according to the scriptures, it says that as Jonah was in the whale's belly 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. 3 days and three nights. So, but I don't get too tore up about that. My grandmother wouldn't plant a seed until Good Friday. And Good Friday, she put it in the ground. A lot of them old timers went by different signs and we do today, I know. And people in general seemingly throughout this week pay a little more attention to the time, I guess it is, of his resurrection. Even in your religious sect of people. Now, the Catholics is already in the 40-something days of Lent. And they're, I'm not being out of the way any such. It's just how people look at things. I talked to a man the other day, and he firmly admitted, he told on himself, I never said a word for about an hour or so, but He went through his life's history pretty much, and he come down and he said, you know, he said, I really ought to be in church. Then I commented. I said, yeah, that's a fact. You ought to be in church. We can find every reason in this world not to. A lot of times, not to do the right thing. I'm going to read some from the 11th chapter of the book of Isaiah. And I'm going to read some from the 11th chapter of the book of Romans. You bear with us. I don't know what we're going to do. The 11th chapter of the book of Isaiah, we're going to start with the first verse. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove the with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with a rod, with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters covered the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. They shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea. And with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. And there shall be an highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. 11th chapter, the book of Romans, I believe it is. Starting with the first verse. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace there, then is it no more works. Otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath attained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David saith, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back alway. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come to the Gentile, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them, the riches of the Gentile, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office, if by any means I may provoke to immolation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fail severity, but toward thee goodness, and if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert graft contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be graft into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Now, I know that's a good bit of reading this evening, and I'll be quite frank with you. There's more similarities in this scripture than I actually had realized, but that's neither here nor there. I've got a thought that you might say, preacher, you could have picked something else. Well, I've tried to pick that we feel the Lord's give us, but I'll be quite frank with you. As I've read here tonight, I've run across more than I did when I read on it and studied a little on it. But nonetheless, I'd like for you to stay with us for just a minute. Isaiah had made mention in that of the 11th chapter of the book of Isaiah, and where you'll have it or not, my friend, he was trying to bring back that of Israel back to him. But not in doing that, he also opened the door for the Gentile. He reads this and talks about this in the 11th chapter of the book of Isaiah. And he talks, he talks about some things that people get out of sort in some which way, but it don't bother me. And I'm not going to get on that. The Bible says in the first verse, it says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." Now, he makes mention here about that man that shall come out of the stem of Jesse. And he talks about the roots. And if you have it or not, that's basically what I'd like to talk to us about tonight, is about the roots. Now, when you talk about roots and thinking about this scripture, we'll find here that the children of Israel, my friend, ought to have been established and rooted in that God had set for them. But the scripture says in the book of Romans, and I'd like to just leave it with you. He said, "For if the first fruit be holy, the lump also is holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches." So he talks about a root, and he talks about it in a manner concerning that of the children of Israel and also that of the Gentile. And I ain't going to get into all that, but he talks about if the root be holy, he says, so are the branches. And I want to talk just a little bit, my friend, about how long a root do you have? How long a root do you have? You understand, it's just plain understanding and common sense, my friend, to think about the root system of a tree. It most certainly is. And whether you'll have it or not, going back to the planting of seed, my friend, that seed first has to die. But once it dies, my friend, do you know what it does? It takes roots. It takes roots. It has roots, my friend, before you ever see a shoot. Before you ever see anything come out of that ground, it begins to take roots. There's anything in this world that people need today, they need to be rooted. They need to be rooted in the Word of God and the knowledge of God. And brethren, that is left up to me and you. For us as an individual tonight, my friend, for we all, my friend, have our root system. We most certainly do. It has to do... I bought years ago a couple of pecan trees, and I didn't know a whole lot about pecan trees. I never had planted any, never had been around any, but I wanted a couple. And I bought a couple of little old straplings. They wasn't that big around. And they was a long, long extension on that tree. And it had a little red label around it, had a little red tag around it. And I asked the man that sold it to me. He knowed about them things. And I said, "What's that red tag on there for?" And he said, "You got to bury it that deep." And I looked at it and I thought, well, there's more roots than they are a tree, you know. Tree about that long and the root system about 4 foot deep. And I thought, I ain't never going to get that in the ground that deep. But I want you to realize there's a reason. And I'm talking about it didn't have one root. I bet it had 50 or 60. And just a wad of roots, my friend. But you had to bury it that deep. And that, friend, it'll have a little old sprig on top. And it's not altogether what we look at on top, my friend. It's how well we are rooted tonight. And that, friend, a lot of folks don't stay in church because they have no roots. And that, friend, it ain't that they ain't a big tall tree. And my friend, brethren, it's about like them old Bradford trees. And my friend, that bloom like crazy. And they're beautiful. But they have no fruit. And I know, sir. And my friend, brethren, this writer said. And my friend, in another place he talks about that the roots grow downward and the fruit grows upward. Yes, it does. Brethren, if you show me somebody that's fruitful in the Lord, and my friend, I'll show you somebody that's got a good root system. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, you can't plant. And my friend, have that evil tree with a holy root. No, sir. And my friend, brethren, did you know the Lord spoke about it in both these chapters? He said, I'll bring Israel out of Egypt. And my friend, and out from them Ammonites. And my friend, brethren, he meant to deliver Israel. And my friend, but not only that, this stem that come out of Jesse, and my friend, was going to bring the Gentile in also. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, and he did. Did he not? And my friend, did he not? That's what Paul was talking about in the 11th chapter of the book of Romans. And my friend, he said, that root be holy. And my friend, the branches are also holy. And my friend, and he said, what is it? And my friend, that if the, and my friend, that you be grafted into, not the tree, but he said, the root. And that, friend, that you be grafted in and take nourishment from the root. And that, friend, if you're a Gentile. And that, friend, he said, how much more can he not take the natural branches, talking about Israel, and that, friend, and graft them in again. And that, friend, he cut them off. He blinded them in part. And my friend, for a season. Yes, sir, until the fullness of the Gentile come in. And my friend, and folks, I want you to know, brethren, if you abide in Jesus, then you abide in the root system. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And my friend, I've had a lot of folks, and they'd talk about a pine tree. And my friend said, pine trees didn't have much of a root. And my friend, brethren, said, the reason you seen them blow down. And my friend, all the time, well, that's negative. And my friend, I don't know if you've ever lived around pines. And my friend, and I'll say this, they're probably one of the most limber trees there is. And my friend, brother, and you let the wind get a hold of them, it'll just about top hut the ground. Come right back up and over again. And my friend, you can twist them. You can blow against them. And my friend, and I'll tell you something, if you've ever seen one uprooted, it takes about as much ground as an oak tree. It most certainly does. And my friend, you say, preacher, too many roots on top of the ground. And my friend, you don't think an oak tree has roots on the top of the ground? My friend, brother, and you get around them, look at them. My friend, but the truth of it is, them roots is where they get their nourishment. My friend, they'll spread out like this. My friend, when you fertilize trees, my friend, you know you don't fertilize around where the tree is. My friend, no sir. You find out where the raindrop line is. Yes sir, you find where the drip line is. My friend, and you find out how many inches around it is to how many pounds you're going to put out. I know enough to be dangerous. My friend, around a tree. My friend, but I've learned a few things. My friend, why do you fertilize out there? My friend, where the drain, where the drip line is. My friend, brother, you fertilize out there, them roots might come. My friend, that way. Yes, sir. They go where the feed is. Yes, they do. My friend, brother, it takes a good root system for a tree. It most certainly does. My friend, I bought 3 apple trees this years ago. My friend, I read up on apples. My friend, how to grow them. My friend, in this particular book, my friend, it said, if you want that tree to mature, my friend, after you plant it, my friend, it said you wait 1 full year, my friend, and you go out there and cut it off, my friend, about 2 foot high, my friend, I didn't know much about that, my friend, but I tell you, I really didn't know about it when it come time to do it, my friend, I planted them old trees, my friend, I'm going to tell you, Steve, they done got above my head. My friend, and this, I just thought, well, I hope this man knows what he's talking about. My friend, for I'm about to cut them off. My friend, who? My friend, I did, done all 3 of them. My friend, you know why? You know why you do that? My friend, that them roots might grow. My friend, and they might get some establishment. My friend, and that your trunk system might get big enough to hold that fruit. My friend, you say, preacher, you planning on getting fruit? I did get fruit. My friend, it wasn't in a year. It wasn't in a 2 year. My friend, 3 year had about 4 or 5 apples. My friend, but from that 4th year to about the 10th year, my friend, brother, you couldn't haul them in. Yes, sir. 3 little old trees. My friend, yes, sir, about that big around. It amazed me. My friend, brother, you know why Christians don't make it a lot of time. My friend, brother, they ain't got no roots. My friend, yes, sir. Or they've rooted themselves in the wrong system. You know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got an oak tree down there. My friend, got limbs on it bigger than some trees. My friend, I don't know how old it is. My friend, I can tell you how old I am. My friend, and I couldn't remember it being about that big around first time I seen it. My friend, so I'm going to say, Brother Crafton is close to 100 year old. My friend, and I'll guarantee you, I mow the ground. My friend, I guarantee you, there's roots everywhere. My friend, everywhere. My friend, I find roots 20, 30, 40 foot from that tree. My friend, growing right under the ground. My friend, you know what they hunting? They hunting that water. My friend, they're hunting that nutrient. They're hunting that feed. My friend, you know why a lot of Christians don't grow? My friend, because they don't hunt that feed. Yes, sir. Yes, sirree. My friend, brethren, sisters, my friend, I don't care what it is. My friend, brethren, in this world, my friend, I delivered a car. My friend, about a year ago, I guess. My friend, we delivered way out in the country. My friend, I didn't even know there's places and roads in Georgia. My friend, in this neck of the woods. My friend, run out over there. My friend, run up on this house. An old boy was with me. He said, that can't be it. I said, there ain't nothing else out here. My friend, this got to be it. No numbers, no nothing. My friend, we going to get shot. My friend, that's what he said. And I said, might be, but I said, I'm going. I got a new vehicle, belongs to somebody. My friend, this is the closest thing I can find. And got out there and got talking. This man had chickens and he had ducks. My friend, he had turkeys. He kept talking to me and he gave me a dozen turkey eggs. My friend had never eaten a turkey egg. My friend, but brother, I have now. Yes, sir. My friend, he took us off down there in a little old place. My friend, he said, look here, I'll show you something. My friend looked out there and there's two does. My friend, here come a buck. My friend, he said, now I'm going to tell you. My friend, he said, they was here before we was. My friend, he said, you know what? He said, along, he said, I just kept giving a little feed out. My friend, he said, you know I can pet that buck. My friend, yes, sir, you know why he could pet that buck? My friend, brethren, he had been feeding it. My friend, it don't take nature long to figure out where their source of food is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, you ain't going to turn me in, are you? My friend, I said, that's your business. My friend, you out in the country like you are. My friend, listen. Listen. Folks, what I'm trying to tell you, my friend, the root system goes to where the feed line is. My friend, yes, it does. Yes, it does. I ain't never seen a pasture in this world. My friend, that didn't have trails in it. My friend, yes, sir, and you follow them trails. My friend, normally they go to one or two places. My friend, they'll go to the water bin. My friend, or the water hole. My friend, and they'll go to the feed bin. Yes, sir, you can mark it down. My friend, they got ruts that deep. My friend, running the same old trail. My friend, you know why they run that trail? Because they can get nourishment and they can get food. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know about you tonight, but I'm going to tell you something, my friend. Brethren, we ought to be hungry. Thank God for the Lord. My friend, and I believe if you're a Christian, my friend, we ought to be able to follow you home. Home. And I ain't talking about where you live. We ought to see enough evidence. We ought to see enough traffic. My friend, we know where you get your nutrition from. Paul said, did he not? He said, if that root's holy, them branches are holy. He said, now if them branches get cut off, brethren, because they were not holy, he said, can they be drafted in again? He explained it, my friend, to the way that blindness in part happened to Israel. He explained it in a way that Israel got cut off and the Gentile received the mercies of God. Yes, they did. And brethren, because the Gentiles received mercy, he turned right back around and give mercy unto Israel again, that they might be grafted back in. All them that believe. You know why they is cut off? He said they is cut off because of unbelief. Can I tell you something? It still cuts people off. This world, my friend, is a world of unbelievers. Yes, sir. It is Holy Week. A lot of people pay attention this week, and they'll make a special effort to come out on Easter service. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. They ought to be a trail that leads to Mountain View from your house. That the man that lives next to you could find it. You hear me? That he knows without a doubt. And he knows there's something real about what you've got. Can I tell you this? If you know the Lord and you search after the Lord, you'll find him. You will find him. And your roots will grow downward. Your roots, my friend, will find them a stationary place. Yes, they will. I cut down them three apple trees. Blythe got in them. I went to the experimental station and they told me this and that and another and said, but more than likely you're going to lose them. Exactly what they said. Told me how to do it and what to do. And I cut off limbs. I mean limbs, good looking limbs, but you got to get back in front of the blythe. Had to get behind it where it wasn't on the tree no more. It went faster than I cut. All three of them, I cut them off. Cut them down. No more fruit. Disease got in there. I'm going to tell you something. I hate to say it, but brethren, there's a lot of folks let disease come in their life. Whatever reason. We've searched us out a different way. We've searched us out a way, my friend, that's pleasing to us, but God ain't pleased with it. Now I'm going to tell you something. After a while, you know what will happen? It will get in the root system. And once it gets in that root system, brethren, you can forget it. You can forget it. I had a tree down there at foot of my hill, big old oak tree, huge. And several years ago, I got to noticing that the bark got a little loose on the limbs. It wasn't long, bark was loose on the whole thing. I thought, man, that tree's coming down. Looked healthy. You couldn't find no reason. But you know what happened? That thing got rotten. Disease got in the inner inner sail of her crafting, run down in that root system, brethren, and growed right up the middle of that tree. She still looked fairly good on the outside, but brethren, she is rotten. She is dead. She is dying. It's crazy. I talked to my son-in-law down there. I said, I'm going to have that thing cut down. I don't think I can handle it. It'll wind up in the highway. It's a pretty tall tree. And it, honestly, 2 or 3 weeks later, we'd come home from church. Matter of fact, and I was driving up the drive, and I looked, and I said, that tree is leaning. I'm going to run out of time to get it cut. We'd been in the house about 45 minutes, and lights flickered and went off. And we heard a big boom. Grandson come in the living room there. What's going on? Had no clue. I looked down there and that tree done. Yeah, she wound up in the road. Crossed the power line. Cut the power off my neighbor. He come down there, won't know what we was going to do. And we done called George Power. Anyhow, the fact of it is, what happened to that tree was the root system. Got a disease. There's folks, you can talk to them, and they can shake their head all day long. They know what to do. They know the right thing to do, and disease, decay is eating them up. Why, preacher? Because they will not go to the source of their nutrition for the problem. I'm not a good one to talk to about doctors. I stay away from them as much as I can, and I'm hooked to them. They'll get talking about wanting to see me in 6 months, and I said, let's make it a year. That's how I go. They won't go 6 months. No, let's back it up 3 months. They think about it different than I do. I worked with a man. His mother passed away. He told me out of his own mouth, he said, Randy, he said, she'd be living today if she'd have just went to the doctor. Some things make sense. Some things. They had doctors in them days. They did. If you want to go by what that scripture teaches you and tells you about how many people was healed, how many people was took care of in their life, my friend, it'd be very few. Do you know that? It'd be very few. A lot of times, these doctors knows what they're talking about. A lot of times they don't. I'm just one happen to believe that you be here as long as you're going to be here, and you're going to be gone. Yes, sir. They told my daddy, his own doctor told him, and my mother said he's a walking dead man. Said, I don't see how he's living. But you know what? He lived 10 more years. 10 more years. I know how he's living. I seen him went up there one morning about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Had the ambulance up there, and they had him sitting on his head. He was white as a sheet. Sitting in that ambulance, my friend, about 35, 40 minutes before they left there. went and took him to Rome over. They got him started back. They put him in a room. They put him on a board. His feet was up yonder and his head was down here. Trying to get blood to flow. He has completely stopped both sides up through here. They had no clue how he was living. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord knows a little more than we do. I understand that. But he also gives us enough sense to get out of the rain sometime, don't he? Some of us old hard heads have to get wet before we figure it out. Roots. Roots. We sang a song, it says, and the roots runs deep. There's something too. There's something too. Having your roots where they need to be. This scripture, it'll prove it to you. In more chapters than I've read to you. Did you know what the Lord said? You know how to get rid, you know. You think people weed eat all the time. But you know what would be better? It'd be better if they kill that root. They kill that root. It's about like cutting honeysuckle. You get in the mess of a honeysuckle, you'll work yourself to death. When all you got to do is find out the source. Where's that big one? Where's he at? And go down and cut him. You know what'll happen? All them others will wither away. Because they have no source. Have no drink. How rooted? I'll ask it just like I started. How long is your root? How long? That ain't a bad question. Hope you got something out of the message tonight.